The Mass Marauder Matinee is a fresh new venue providing original audio adventures to download and chapter-based web serials to read for free. So get your tickets and find your seat, because the curtain goes up when you push play. Today's feature, Commander Knight of Knight Incorporated.
Knight Tower had four distinct medical stations in addition to the infirmary. Of course, that number didn't include the standalone station in the commander's private quarters, the emergency lockbox on the roof, an identical box in the garage, and a small emergency locker aboard the airship that was tethered to the roof. Knight Tower's actual true infirmary was located on the 18th floor, and it was large enough to take up nearly the entire level. The commander pulled his override key from the elevator control bank he used to activate the elevator's car in the middle of a security lockdown. The doors opened, and he and Max stepped out onto the infirmary floor. The weather still surged outside. Lightning pierced the storm clouds, not too far off in the distance. The entire eerie scene was punctuated with an EKG machine coming from the infirmary. The erratic beeps coming from the machine echoed off the sterile, barren walls and seemed to get louder as they got closer. The commander pushed through the double doors without a moment's hesitation. Dr. Green, as well as his four nurses, noticed the big man's entrance into the infirmary, but didn't produce any opposition to his presence, even in the midst of what looked like just as big an emergency as the commander and Mac had experienced a few floors below them only moments ago. Mac took three steps to the side and stopped so that he could cover the commander with the machine pistol. "What's going on?" The commander's voice boomed into the large operating theater. "We do not have time for this just now." Dr. Green snapped with a quick glance over his shoulder, exposing an underlying annoyance for the interruption.
"Big time, Doc. It may mean life or death."
The man on the medical table, Matt confirmed it was in fact a human man with a bit of a closer look, covered in sensors and leaking from tubes and needles all over his body, screamed like one of the snake beasts that lie dead three levels below. Matt and the commander shared a quick glance. Matt pulled the Knight 10 from its holster, keeping it at the ready. The commander put up the palm of his hand to steady his assistant, friend, and self-imposed bodyguard. Mac decided to take this time to review exactly what types of ordnance he was carrying for the Knight 10 at this very moment. "Making time may mean this man's very life," the doctor snapped at the commander again. The commander stood next to Dr. Green between two nurses and took in the pathetic sight. The third kidnapper, who lay on the medical bed, writhing in pain, somehow identified the commander, the same recognition shown in the man's eyes when Mac reached the bed.
"Are they dead? My brothers?"
the man asked in a gravely cough of a voice. Small, skin slack and pale, eyes thrust back in their sockets, this man was nothing like the other two. Soon, there would be nothing left of him at all. The EKG machine changed tones suddenly.
"We're losing him," Dr. Green shouted.
"What else can we do?" a nurse asked.
"Nothing. I'm afraid I've never seen anything like this before."
"Make way, Doc,"
Max stated as he reached the metal railing along the edge of the bed. The patient fought to try and sit up. Machines whined and began to beep much faster at the attempt. Mac placed a hand gently on the man's chest and helped him back to the bed.
"Are they dead?"
the man asked again, this time with a bit of strength and some determination.
"Yes," Mac answered quietly.
"We need you to help us ensure their deaths were not in vain," the commander added. "They are old, very old. The oldest of us here, in fact."
Mac waited, but he feared that the man didn't have long.
"Who?" "The Tlaloc breed. They have returned to claim..."
The man's sentence trailed off. The EKG monitor flatlined at the same time.
"Look out!"
Dr. Green shouted and shoved his way through the commander and Mac. The doctor placed his first two fingers under the man's chin to feel his pulse at the throat, while a nurse checked at the wrist. But everyone in the room knew that the unnamed man was dead. The commander gave the chaos a moment to settle. Once the EKG machine was shut off, the sheet drawn up over the deceased man's head, and the medical staff settled down, he addressed the room. "Not a word of what's happened here with this patient or the next two can be spoken to anyone, for any reason, until I've given the okay. Is that understood?" Everyone nodded at the commander. Dr. Green wiped at his wire-framed glasses with a clear portion of his lab coat.
"Dr. Green, when can I expect to have a report on what has transpired with these patients?"
"Will 8 hours be sufficient?" the doctor spoke wearily now, in clipped sentences and an added chill to his voice after losing a patient. Both the commander and Mac checked their watches. It was 9 p.m.
"The end of business tomorrow will be sufficient, doctor."
Thank you. Dr. Green spun around and began to collect his things. His nurses followed suit. With a nod from the commander, Mac followed him out into the hall. The two men headed back to the elevator. What's a Tlaloc? Mac asked as the two men reached the closed elevator doors.
The Aztec god of rain and weather, if I'm not mistaken, Mac.
I'll have to check the night research text to be sure, the commander answered the best he could from memory.
Do you think we should pull some men off the storm detail to chase this down, boss? Mac asked.
No. If this Tlaloc breed isn't connected to what is happening with the Terminal Tempest, I'd be very surprised, Mac.
The commander stuck his override key into the elevator control box, and the doors opened. The elevator car was still there waiting for the two men's return.
You're thinking we'll run into more of them before the thing is through? Mac asked as the doors closed.
Find something to load into the Night 10 that will give us a fighting chance, just in case we do.
The commander leaned his head back against the wall of the elevator and fell into a light relaxation trance as the car began to move to the penthouse.
Got it, boss, Mac asked.
Hello, my name is Kane Dorr. I'm the creator of the Masked Marauder Matinee and all of the characters and situations that are all used to tell stories there. Currently, we're featuring Commander Knight of Knight Incorporated in Commander Knight and the Tlaloc Breed. This story is completely free and can be found both in audio as well as text versions on the Masked Marauder Matinee website. In addition, you can download a digital file of the story from Smashwords in nearly any format you can think of. Again, absolutely free. I hope you enjoy your story experience as much as I enjoyed telling them. If you do, then I'd encourage you to visit the website because Commander Knight and Mac star in another adventure, a longer adventure that takes place before the Tlaloc Breed, that has just been released in both digital and print formats from Pulp Empire Publishing. It's an anthology entitled Modern Pulp Heroes, and Commander Knight is only one of six similar characters to appear, including Terry Alexander's E-31 and Teal James Gordon's Deacon Fury. Modern Pulp Heroes features over half a dozen great new pulp heroes for your enjoyment. Now, I have a deal for all of my podcast fans. Simply visit the Masked Marauder Matinee webpage, click on Contact Us, a link at the top of the page, and send me a quick note about your experience with the Commander Knight audio adventure, The Tlaloc Breed, and I'll present you with a discount code for over $4 off the cover price of the printed book. That's a pretty good deal, I think. If you can't wait, you can find links to CreateSpace and Amazon on both the Masked Marauder Matinee page and the Commander Knight website. So, go and get yours while the promo is still running. I can't continue to offer this deal forever, you know. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next chapter in our story and more audio adventures from the Masked Marauder Matinee coming soon.